This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday going down Friday night, December 12th. Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. At 6 o'clock, the doors will open for Brent Smith, Zach Myers of Shinedown fame, The Pretty Reckless taking the stage, along with Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, and Mammoth. All those bands on one stage, one night. Tickets are as low as $55. Yeah. And by the way, that is a fantastic facility up in Everett.
It is.
It's going to be a great night. Hopefully you can make it. All the details are at KISW.com. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola.
Adam, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober.
All right, Adam. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, it's Halloween season. You're going to dress as one. Are you taking Barney, Robin, Jar Jar Binks, or a cardboard chocolate bar?
I'm going to go with Barney.
You're taking Barney.
Barney. All right.
Some people are saying that Barney's into, like, tantric stuff or might have been a gigolo. Or...
Oh, what, like, tantric
well,
sex?
Well, some of the texts that came in, I just... It's a bunch of different crap.
I mean, look, you got to split your time. If on the one hand I'm Barney, like, yeah, I also teach tantric sex. It's kind of separate the two.
Yeah, wasn't Barney a gigolo? Actor who played Barney was beat up outside the studio. Guy in the
Why?
Barney suit was a tantric sex therapist. There's all kinds of stuff out there on the text. I know none of this.
I'm glad there's rumors about Barney. I don't know why that makes me happy. All right, here's your question. What country artist was briefly married to Renee Zellweger?
Brad Paisley.
Yeah, Kenny Chesney.
Oh, you knew that one quick.
Well, because they separated in a weird way.
What do you mean?
I mean, it was only like a month or two, whatever. She's like, I'm not even going to talk about it. I'm out.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay.
There's been some rumors about Chesney.
The rumors I'm thinking of off the top of my head?
Yes. Okay. Maybe he didn't want to consummate as much as she did.
Okay.
I don't.
I wish I had that problem.
Yeah. I don't know if they're true. I don't
just
know.
Just not with her.
Yeah. People just say that. And his country music's a little more...
poppy.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
Well, he lives on an island in the Caribbean.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
Oh, I would too, man.
Mm-hmm. But his concerts, the talent.
So you've been to Kenny Chesney as well?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I think he was the first one where you told me, like, bro, don't go to the show, just tailgate.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, I remember
the first time I went, I didn't go to the show. I've tailgated two of his concerts and went to one.
Yeah. You said
the
it was
third
worth
one.
It.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, your question. In what winter sport are the terms stale fish and mule kick used?
Curling.
That's a great guess.
Snowboarding.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know what the stale fish or the mule kick is. All right, I have a multiple choice question for you. The TV show Young Americans. Young Americans was a spinoff of what other teen drama? Was it Dawson's Creek, Party of Five, or Beverly Hills 90210?
Well, the only one I have heard of is Beverly Hills 90210, so we'll go with that.
I'll say Dawson's Creek.
It is Dawson's Creek.
Mm.
Did Beverly Hills 90210 have a spinoff? I guess Melrose Place was.
Kind of, but I mean...
No, Melrose Place was a different show that was on after it.
But it was not a spinoff.
No.
No.
Okay. The Party of Five have a spinoff, like Party of Six, because one chick got pregnant.
Yeah, but that show's kind of like Love Boat and Fantasy Island. You kind of think of them as one entity.
I do not, sir. That night, yes, no. Fantasy Island, I sat through Love Boat to get to Fantasy Island. Like, Love Boat was fine.
It's the same guest.
But it was the same guest. But look, on Love Boat, if Charo shows up on Love Boat, which she did often, she found love and shook her boobs, and that was cool.
Yes.
When she got to Fantasy Island, like, she got a leg bitten off by a dinosaur.
Oh, Mr. Lork.
Here comes Charo.
She has no idea what is going to happen to her boobs.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I know they paid good money to be here, but I'm going to put them on death's door. Welcome to Fantasy Island. Are you?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Your question, who is considered the, quote, father of mass production, other than Nick Cannon? Father of mass production.
Laker guy. Julius Erving.
I'll say Henry Ford.
Henry Ford. Yes, indeed. All right, your question. What is the primary type of alcohol in a Mai Tai cocktail?
Vodka?
Is it rum?
Rum.
Rum. You just got to think of summer good time drink. It's going to be rum. I've never had a Mai Tai in my life.
They're super good. There's a lot of juice, a lot of sugary stuff.
What's the juice? Is it pineapple?
Well, isn't it red? So there might be pineapple and something else.
Cherry, maybe?
Or cranberry. Well, a lot of drinks have cranberry.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. All right, your question. What metal is the essential ingredient in a dental filling? Used to be, not so much now.
Metal.
It seems like a very, very bad thing to put in your mouth.
Silver?
Mercury.
Mercury. Oh, yeah, that used to be the thing. And even as a kid, it was
weird. I used to play with it all day on my desk.
Because the dentist, you know, they'd say, hey, man, you're going to get a filling. Fine. I knew it was mercury. And they kind of explained the process. And then you'd ask the dentist point blank, because as a child, you're told stuff. And I'm like, isn't like mercury toxic? And they're like, well, I mean, it can be as they're filling your tooth. Like, cool.
Well, it had to have like a hardening agent in it as well.
Yeah, there was something around it. But I'm like, you're telling me it's toxic, but you're putting it in my mouth. All right. All right, your question. What three countries are often referred to as Great Britain?
England, Scotland, and Ireland.
England, Northern. Scotland, and Wales.
Oh, is Northern Ireland not in there?
No.
They're not part of Britain?
The capital is Belfast. Yeah, it's not part of Great Britain.
Huh.
Question 7.
Double check.
I will.
I know. I will.
Don't you worry.
Well, I feel like I'm at home now.
You gotta have my back set. It's a rough one today.
All right, let's see. Great Britain.
It says it's a UK consonant country?
I don't know what that is. Not United Kingdom, Great Britain.
Oh, right. All right. That's so maybe it's difference. Part of the That's United the Kingdom.
Because United Kingdom and Great Britain are two different things. A little bit. All right, your question. Who played Mr. Brown in the movie Reservoir Dogs?
Brad Pitt.
Quentin Tarantino.
You're exactly right. Northern Ireland's not part of Great Britain, but it is part of the United Kingdom.
Right.
Ah, damn Brits. So is the Union Jack for Britain or for the UK?
I believe that the Union Jack is for Great Britain because it is at least three of the flags kind of combined.
All right.
That is what I think. Because Ireland is what, green, white, and orange or something like that?
Yeah.
Right, because is it the Welsh flag or the Scottish flag? It's just plain white with a red cross, right?
That's the English flag.
That's the English flag.
Correct.
Scottish is blue with a white
Okay,
accent.
And then Wales. All right, your question. Multiple choice. What is the tallest type of horse? Arabian, Appaloosa, Shire, or Clydesdale? The tallest type of horse. Arabian, Appaloosa, Shire, or Clydesdale?
Arabian.
Shire.
Did you actually know that?
No.
Oh, you said it with confidence. I'm like, damn.
Well, I know Clydesdales are big. That doesn't
mean
they're
tall. They're big, but they're not tall, right?
And then to answer your question, Ted, it looks like the Union Jack is used for both Great Britain and the UK.
Oh, really?
Come on, fellas, make a decision.
It's too much. It's too much for us to keep track.
Adam, right. Question nine.
Question number nine.
Come on, Adam.
Which Disney theme park is the experimental prototype community of tomorrow?
Epcot Center.
You got it.
Boom.
God, is that boring.
Blam.
That is so boring.
It was supposed to be an actual town. Yes, he bought that plot of land. He was going to build a town. And believe it or not, the plans were drawn up. They were moving ahead with it. But then Walt Disney himself died. And honestly, without him, the people were like, dude, his vision made everything possible. All right. So when he died, they're like, we can't follow through on this. And they kind of threw it to the corporate gods from that point on. But yeah, it was actually a planned community. Yeah,
Miles is right. The ride inside of the Epcot ball sucks. But if you're down there in the summer, it is dark in there and it is air conditioned.
Boom. Okay. Count me.
That's why I do Small World.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.